Hi, welcome to this podcast. I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and today in the studio with me, I have a very special guest, Dr. Jason Littleton, who's part of my Integrated Mind Network panel of specialist doctors. And Jason, thanks so much for being here today. It's wonderful to have you with me in the studio.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Leaf. It's an honor to be here. I'm very excited. I know we have a lot to talk about.
Absolutely. Already we've done that a lot on the phone, so it's really great that we can come into this in the studio. And, you know, Jason, won't you explain who you are and what you do? You're at you're at PCP, but you've got quite a specialized approach to medicine, and I love it.
Yes, well, thank you. Well, again, I'm Dr. Jason Littleton. I'm Chief of Family Medicine at Orlando Regional in Orlando, Florida, and, you know, I'm CEO of Littleton Concierge Medicine. I love helping people with habits to actually reach their full potential in their health. My focus is helping people live energetic lives. When we talk about living energetic lives, when we talk about having energy, we talk about good nutrition, good fitness, okay?
Yeah.
Good think through. You have to have a good mindset so you can have good habits.
That's excellent. That's amazing. And you know what really excited me about your book and your work, and you know, we connected through social media,
right,
which is amazing. I mean, isn't
powerful.
That just a powerful medium?
Absolutely.
Just to be able to know that there's people out there that think like we do, which is so important. I mean, what really excited me was your approach to mind. You know, I've trained so many people, so many medical practitioners. Mind is my specialty. I've spent 30 years researching the mind-brain connection, and I get so excited when I come across a medical practitioner who also understands mind and the importance.
Yeah, it's so key. You know, I mean, first of all, in my practice, about 10 years ago, I realized one day when I was in practice that I saw my patients, their lives, they were not changing. And I said to myself, okay, what's going on? I see people come in every 3 months for a follow-up, whether it was diabetes, COPD, and I don't see the numbers getting better. And numbers, metrics are the way we can kind of determine if someone's improving in their health. And so one day I realized that people's lives weren't getting better because their habits weren't changing. And I realized that if you form good habits, you can change the way you live and feel. And part of that is, you know, changing your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is that autopilot mind. That autopilot mind is what you do basically with not having to think about it. Like if you're driving, you don't really have to drive. You've been driving for quite a few years. You don't think about driving as when you first started out. It becomes automatic. You could chew gum. You could talk on the phone. You can adjust the radio. And you don't have to think about every single turn. And that's protective, actually. But Dr. Leaf, one of the things I found is that all too often is that people's autopilot minds or subconscious mind is set sometimes on eating fast food and maybe not exercising and maybe even destructive thought patterns. And if we can change those things, then we can get people into better routines.
And did you find that in your practice that once you started altering the mindset, that there was a change in their physical health?
Absolutely. Because how people think in terms of what they do daily, their routines, then their habits and their patterns and their body will follow.
Absolutely. That's so true because of the mind-body connection, we can't rule that out.
Exactly.
And for how many years, for the last 80 years in medicine, it's been very much a biomedical model, and it's still very dominant.
Yeah.
But there is an awareness now creeping in, isn't there, into medicine about the importance of the mind-body connection.
Absolutely. I think far too long, us physicians have only looked at, you know, diagnosis and treatment and only looked at, you know, the body, and we haven't thought about the mind.
Mm.
You know, as people, we're spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. But all too often, people have only focused on the body part, that third part.
Exactly.
And in order to change people as far as, you know, weight loss or improve things such as diabetes and blood sugar and hypertension and things like that, you have to actually change the way you look at those things, change the way you eat, change the way you train, change the way you prepare the day before. Mm-hmm. Even if it's laying out your meals or thinking about how you're going to wake up at 5 in the morning and go running, these things require think through.
Absolutely. It's thinking first and then it's the body following.
Yes.
The body will just, the brain and the body will do what the mind tells it to do, and that's
absolutely
the, exactly. So it's our mind is such a vital part. Now you speak about the four what do you call the four energy
meds: movie, drink, sleep. When I was writing my first book, The Energy Secrets to Do the Good Life, which again was about having more energy.
Sorry, would you mind saying that again?
Sure. I always, you know, that rolls off my tongue.
You're used to saying it.
Exactly. So when my first book, The Energy Secrets to Do the Good Life, was all about helping people to have more energy and just experience more in life. And, you know, in that book, I talked about a concept called MEDS, movie, drink, sleep. Mm-hmm. And really, those are what I call the four elite health laws. And it's something that anyone could, master and really change their health, change their life. You know, briefly, when we talk about move, we talk about getting 5 minutes, at least 5 minutes of cardiovascular exercise a day. And so when I say 5 minutes, sometimes people scoff at that because they say, hey, Dr. Littleton, I can do 30. I say, no, don't do that. Just do five.
Just do five.
Just do five. Because if you master that and get your heart rate between a zone of 50% to 85%, your resting heart rate, you actually can change how many calories you burn. You can change the way your body looks if you do that over time.
That's amazing. So 5 minutes a day, you're not asking people to do a lot. You ask people 5 minutes a day.
Well, here's the key. So 5 minutes is something palatable. It's an excuse buster. It helps people say, okay, wait a minute, I can do this. But here's the benefit. 5 minutes you can reproduce next week. You can reproduce the third week. You can reproduce next month. Okay, if you're struggling to get out there and exercise, just doing 5 minutes and pushing yourself, you're going to be able to form a habit. Habits start as a seed, and you have to let the seed grow. And so, you know, once you master that consistently 1 week, week two, you can add another 5 minutes. And now you go from 5 to 10, and you work your way up. Far too often, people just try to swallow that 30-minute thing, and they're not able. They can't do it again. They don't reproduce it. Things happen. Life happens. And they aren't reproducing the patterns that lead to great health and wealth.
That's amazing. I love it. So 5 minutes a day. And what are you, and then building up, what do you recommend that they do? Anything that they like to do?
Well, I usually recommend people do things like jogging or running, okay? But if you have bad knees, if you have bad feet, I recommend that you get a stationary bike. On that stationary bike, you can watch your favorite movie while you're just, you know, pushing along, and you don't even have to touch the ground. It's anti-gravity exercise, and you can get the 5 minutes in, and you can change your life.
That's amazing. Yeah, just watching TV in front of that, using that bike, getting that walker machine.
Exactly.
It's just it's a mindset change, isn't it?
Mindset change.
And then also there's so much research showing that if you're doing the exercise with the correct mindset, you're increasing the benefit you get from the exercise. You're increasing the benefit you get from your food.
Right.
How do you find that in terms of your patients?
Well, you know, first of all, I tell people when we talk about, when we talk about the MEDS acronym, E is for eating, and we talk about eating organic foods. And I tell people, you know, sometimes people want to just eat perfectly the entire week. And I say, you know what? That's too hard to do. Start with eating perfectly 1 or 2 days a week. Okay. So if you're going to focus on 1 day a week, use the other six to make sure that you plan and make sure on that day you're perfect. So you eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks in between breakfast and lunch, lunch and dinner, dinner and bedtime. Mm-hmm. But you're eating good whole foods, organic foods. So you're not making a mistake at this. So come noon, when it's time to eat lunch, you're not going to say, well, I had a salad plan, but I made a mistake and I had a hamburger instead. No, that's not a mistake. That's a decision that went wrong.
Yes.
So I tell people that day that you plan, that 1 out of 7 days, make it perfect. And then what you want to do is once you get focused and you get used to that routine of making that perfect, then you work on day two, you work on day three, and you build up that way. Because in my clinic, I found that when people focus on the little things, I actually joke about my name, a little change make a ton of difference. When people focus on the little things, they can let that grow in their life. And these are mind patterns and tracks that are forming. These are new habits that are forming. Mm-hmm. So you're not starting with this, you know, huge elephant and trying to master that. You're starting real small, and you're working your way into good health, good habits, and good well-being.
I like that. So you're starting small, and then you work your way in.
Absolutely.
And that's manageable. It's not telling someone to just completely change their lifestyle now. It's taking 1 day a week. It's taking 5 minutes. And then it's slowly building up and getting, you know, and that in itself is helping to change the mind.
Yeah, you're hardwiring new thought patterns.
Which is so important.
And I tell people all the time, when negative thoughts come your way, as you're working on your exercise program, you have to counteract that. You have to say something. You have to say a positive affirmation to what you're trying to do. So if you have thoughts that come your way as you're working on this body transformation, on this becoming more energetic, saying, hey, you know, I feel tired today. Don't say that. I usually tell people to say, no, I'm full of energy. Okay. So you're correcting that negative thought with a positive affirmation. Or if a thought comes your way as you're going through this energetic transformation, you know, and it says something like, you know, hey, I'll never lose weight. I tell my patients, never say say that. Say, look, I'm losing more and more weight every day in every way. And when you do this, you reinforce positive habits. You make small changes in your life, and it adds up to bigger changes later.
Well, you're so totally right, Jason, because there's research shows that it's not the 9 out of 10 people will put the weight back on that they lose.
Right.
And it's because of the mind. So once they might be doing the greatest exercise routine, they may have changed their diet, they may have followed all the best plans in the world, but then their mind's not right. So they don't keep the weight off, or they don't keep sustainability in their life. They don't form that habit.
Right.
And they found that the only way to transform that, and this is what I found with my work as well, and you've obviously found that with your work, is that as soon as you get the mindset change, as soon as people think and eat with their minds and live their life with their mind, so think it through using right. their mind, that's when they're going to, that's when they're going to find the sustainable long-term changes. So mind
Absolutely.
Makes, and the research shows that. I mean, the research shows what we instinctively yeah. know to be true.
The research supports that.
Yeah,
the research
absolutely.
Supports that.
And then you're on a practical level, you're seeing this with your patients on a daily basis.
Yes. And, you know, that's where, you know, the rubber meets the road, and I can really see what's working for people and make adjustments and things like that. The other two things in the MEDS acronym is D for drinking and S for sleep. And I help people to form better habits with drinking good fluids, you know, drinking water, drinking good fresh juices that they squeeze. And then, you know, dealing with sleep patterns. Sleeping is a part of having more energy and feeling better. I help, you know, the number one thing actually I've found that prevent people from getting sleep, actually, and I've taken a poll on this, is that people have racing thoughts and they can't turn their minds off, so to speak, to get sleep. And so we deal with that. We deal with that. In my book, I talk about, in my first book, The Energy Secrets to Do the Good Life, and I also have words about this in my second book, Energize Again. I talk about how you can relax your mind, make positive thoughts, you know, so that you could actually relax, get sleep, rest, and then think about having a wonderful, just extraordinary next day. And that's important. And so many times that hampers people, racing thoughts.
Yeah, that's for sure. I find that also with my work and my research, that's one of the major complaints is if you ask people why they can't sleep, it's because their thought life is chaotic. So you're exhausted, you get
right.
into bed, and then your mind goes nuts, and that's it. You can't sleep. And we have to sleep for regeneration of our body and so on, which is just,
yes.
it's so vitally important. Are your patients listening to you? Now, that's something that I would like to understand. Are they, and what is the key? Because most patients, I know so many medical practitioners,
yeah.
I work with so many over the
sure.
years, and I find that's one of the key things that is the complaint that of my doctor friends, is that patients will come in and they want you to give them a pill. I'm tired, it's my
right.
thyroid, it's always something. There's always
right.
something physical that they want to blame.
Right.
But they're too lazy very often to change the life patterns, the lifestyle patterns, which requires a lot
yeah.
of work.
Yeah,
it so
does.
Are you getting the success, and what are you doing to trigger that?
That's the beauty about having a concierge practice, because in concierge medicine, you know, first of all my patients have my cell number.
That's very unusual.
Well, it's a concierge practice. I don't take insurance. And, you know, really, I'm really giving them 24/7 care, so they can call me anytime. And part of the awesome thing about that is when you have a concierge practice like that, it's about accountability. You know, I actually become, so to speak, a part of the family, so to speak, with all my patients. And so regularly, I'm always in contact with them saying, hey, you know, how are you doing with your eating? How are you doing with your weight loss? How are you doing with X, Y, and Z? And they can call me. In a traditional practice, or in a conventional practice, you know, you only get about 15 minutes.
Exactly.
You know, you might have a 30-minute problem, but you got to put in that 15-minute slot. And there's so many distractions. Sometimes people just get frustrated from being in the waiting room and things like that. You know, I'll go to my patient's home. They can come to my clinic. I'll go to their office. And we are accountable. Being accountable in terms of thought patterns, as far as fitness, as far as exercise, this type of accountability brings success. And little by little, it actually leads to people living healthier and happier lives.
So what I'm hearing is two major things there. And the one is accountability. And the other one is the old-fashioned practice of medicine, how medicine used to be practiced.
Right, exactly.
And how it got changed. Now, we need to do another
exactly.
podcast about this, because our time's come to an end now, and I definitely want to
Love
dive
to.
Into this more, because it's really this mind-body connection and bringing the mind into medicine and accountability for
right.
our own health. These are vital factors that I would like to explore a little bit more. So I'd love to have you to come.
Thank
love
you.
Love to have you come back again. Thank you for joining us today on this podcast, Dr.
Thank Lincoln. You.
You've been amazing. And just tell us your books again.
Yeah, so my first book was The Energy Secrets to Do the Good Life, and my second book is called Energize Again. It's really a sequel to the first book.
And your webpage,
it's just jasonmd.com.
jasonmd.com. That's easier to remember.
Easy to remember.
Thank you. This is Dr. Caroline Leaf. Thank you for joining me today.